I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Two American Christians were gunned down in Florida after sharing their faith, a case buried by the secular media. 2 weeks ago, 23-year-old Stephen Ocean and 24-year-old Titus Cifra were allegedly shot by 18-year-old Jeriah Woody in Boynton Beach. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says,
if this had been two Muslims out sharing the Quran and talking to people about Muhammad, and they were shot and killed, there would be marches, there would be protests, there would be 24-hour coverage. You know, as a Christian, that's a frustrating thing, that the media doesn't seem to want to pay attention to incidents where Christians are targeted.
Woody's being held without bond on first-degree murder charges. Next, a European court ordered Turkey to remove the religious affiliation section from citizens' identification cards. That's good news for Christians, says IN Network's Rodi Rodehaber, especially since the Turkish government appears to be ready to comply. He calls the court's decision an answer to prayer.
It's our prayer that this allows Christians and future converts to Christianity to not be persecuted to the degree that they have in the past.
And former imprisoned Nepalese missionary Manja Tamong is sharing his story in person. Tamong, a Gospel for Asia missionary, was sentenced to 20 years in prison for a murder he didn't commit in 2001, but was released late last year. Now, Tamong, along with his wife Rati, are telling their story at the GFA website. Together, they talk about Manja's imprisonment, torture, and miracles that happened while he was behind bars. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is now offering a free copy of the book Prayer Factor by evangelist Sammy Tippett. This updated version will help you learn the great truths about prayer. Get your copy, which includes a study book, at 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.